She loves it hot, he loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. However you sleep, the Pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Try it at 8sleep.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Got a bunch of stuff going on. Runaway garbage truck plowed into a bunch of cars in Sharpsburg. I've got a woman in critical condition, trapped in her iced-in street. Let me make sure I'm right in this street again. Veronica Street, Troy Hill, in critical condition. They can't get to her. That's bad. I have Paul Anthony. We've got to talk about these dogs because that's a big, big, big issue. And then there's this.
Timothy
I can't
Hager
believe it. Please
listen. Listen to this. Harassment and indecent assault against a female coworker. Police say Hager repeatedly placed an unknown substance, later identified as semen, into the woman's mug at her office on Penn Avenue. The incidents were captured on a hidden camera with the victim's permission. Hager initially denied any wrongdoing, but later admitted to the acts, saying it was his only way of getting close to the accuser. Charges were filed in December, and the case is now moving through the courts. In a statement to KDKA Radio, Highmark Health says the safety and security of its employees is a top priority, and that the company has zero tolerance for conduct that harms or threatens others. The company says it conducted a swift investigation, is cooperating fully with the district attorney's office, and confirms Hager is no longer employed. Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
That poor woman, man, that's just, there's some things you just can't believe. Like, what the hell? No reflection on Highmark, because they have several hundred thousand employees, but this guy's obviously mentally ill. That is one of those stories I'll be reading in Japan, unfortunately. Because it makes Highmark look bad, and that's not fair, but Jesus. What is wrong with people? And then he said he was trying to get her attention? That's just mental illness. I'm not blowing it off, but Jesus, man. Then there's this. And by the way, a couple years ago, and it's always these jagoffs that raise these allegedly raise these fighting dogs, and they're idiots, and half of them are felons or drug dealers or druggies. I'm serious. And I went out to Fayette County because this jagoff, and I mean that in the nicest way, left his dogs outside, and it was like 5 below, and we shot video. We got the dogs confiscated. We got the woman. She was a jerk about it too, man. Her and her idiot drugged up boyfriend. They leave these dogs outside to die. And in the area where we found the dogs freezing to death and shot video and got them taken away, there were bones from other dogs. We have an insane respect and love and admiration for animals. Especially since we have our own dog, we kind of get it. But no one knows it better than my close friend. And the best dog trainer in the world, Paul Anthony. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon, Marty. How are you?
So, describe this scenario in Beaver County, and then let's expound upon that, because this isn't isolated, please.
No, Marty, Beaver County really, and people don't understand this, it's a hotbed for dog fighting.
I mean,
you know, several years ago, they found pit bulls over the hill. A few years ago, they investigated somebody for fighting dogs. And I mean, it needs to be stopped. It truly does. I mean, and people really don't understand what goes on, you know, in dog fighting and the people involved in it. I mean, they are dangerous felons, like you said.
Describe this case, though, what was happening.
From what I understand, whether they got calls beforehand or not, from what I hear, people reported it. And that is, again, hearsay. But I guess the dogs were out in a blizzard. The police officers went and rescued the dogs along with the Beaver County Humane Society. And now they're housed at the Beaver County Humane Society. And as they should be, getting the proper treatment and medical treatment that they have.
Maybe so. And there's more than 20 of them, and they were freezing to death. However, my man, you know this better than anyone. No one wants beat up fighting dogs. And they throw them in these friggin' shelters and kennels. And Ma and Pa come through and say, look at the cute doggy. Not a good idea, brother, is it?
No, absolutely not, Marty. You know, if these dogs were trained to fight, then there's going to be some behavioral issues with these dogs, you know, 100%. And unfortunately, you know, some of these dogs may have to be euthanized as, you know, it's a shame already that the care that wasn't given to them. But some of them may have to be euthanized because of behavior problems.
Right on.
Others,
right on.
You know.
My man, you're telling the damn truth. They're friggin' dangerous. I mean, whether we want to have empathy is a different story. But for them to give those dogs to a family, in my world, sir, is irresponsible. Knowing the background, that they're fighting dogs, sir. Sir, tell the truth.
Yes.
You can't fix that, can you? You can't.
If they are genetically bred to fight other dogs, yes, they can be very dangerous.
And in a home, they could hurt someone.
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Man. Hey, what most of these guys that fight these dogs, and they're mostly men, they're druggies, lowlifes, scumbags, right? Fair?
That's fair, but you would be surprised
really
with some of the other people involved in fighting. I mean, we're talking about thousands of dollars, you know, in these dog fights.
Whoa.
Thousands, like $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 involved in some of these dog fights.
No.
Damn. So, absolutely. And as you get across the United States, you'll see that even raised more. And then they get these champions, these grand champions, and then they breed these dogs, and then the puppies are $5,000, $10,000.
Wow.
You know, it's an epidemic. It truly is an epidemic.
Hey, and they're doing this in Beaver County, this kind of fighting with that kind of money, brother.
Oh, the tri-state area, Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania, it's a hotbed for fighting dogs.
Whoa. Why, though?
Well, resources, number one. You know, the Beaver County Humane Society and the other rescues and shelters, they have limited funds.
Nice.
And they have one humane officer who can't answer all these calls. You know, the state police,
one.
The local police. But
one.
The number one thing is, Marty, it's very, very, very hard to get into that circle, even undercover.
I see.
Because they are just so paranoid. They don't just let anybody in.
Yeah.
And that's why we don't see a lot of arrests as far as dog training in the tri-state area. And you're talking about, you know, and nothing against these towns, but Weirton, Steubenville, East Liverpool.
No, I get it.
I mean, Beaver Falls, Aliquippa, you know, Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's all over. It's all over, and you know, it's sad.
Wow. Hey, my son asked me last night about hunters and hunting dogs. When I did this piece with the pit bulls that this woman was letting die outside, and we got her arrested and got the dogs taken away, I heard from these hunters, and by the way, I love them, and I love how they train their dogs and how disciplined they are. And you know this. Those men do not ever allow their dogs inside. That's their thing, sir, right?
Well, some of them, and I know quite a few, Marty, that have kennels just like we have
right on,
here,
right on.
But they're indoor, they're heated. Now, some of the people also don't.
They
put
that's right.
some straw in there.
That's right.
And that's not fair to the dog.
But by the way,
absolutely.
By the way, the theory is, because you know this because you're the man, that once you bring the dog inside, he kind of loses his edge and doesn't listen to you anymore, right?
Absolutely, and that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest falsehood
is it?
Ever.
Is it?
Ever. Oh, absolutely. You know, people said that about, you know, my dog, Finn. We went to 6 world champions, championships over in Europe. My man was a pet and a companion.
He's amazing.
And a sport dog.
He's amazing.
And you know, it showed with his level of success that you can have a house dog that can go out and compete or hunt or do these things.
Hey, before you go, can you tell us what you did this morning? Do you want to hold weight or come on, man? Looks like you had your beard brushed. Looks like you might even have a little makeup on, dog.
Yeah, I learned that from you.
Uh-huh.
No, I had a casting call with a show on Paramount.
Yep.
And
what show?
Hopefully something happens.
What show? What show?
But it's about my dogs, and you know, hopefully something happens.
What show?
Oh man.
You know,
I'm not going to say
all right.
Not going to say it was, you know, Tulsa King or anything
like
that.
Oh my God,
but,
I love that show.
You know,
you are kidding. You and Stallone would be like the come on, man.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to see and we're going to go from there.
Oh my gosh. Great info, brother. You're the best on earth, Paul Anthony. Thanks, my man.
So are you, buddy. Thank you.
Tulsa King is so cool. Just cuz it's Stallone and it's Tulsa and I lived there 10 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I had no idea that dog fighting was that prevalent ever. No idea. But I have been in the shelters and they're full of pit bulls. And ask Paul, it might be a no-kill shelter, but most of those dogs need to be put to sleep. And it would be irresponsible of the wonderful folks at the shelter to give them to a family because they'll kill someone or hurt someone. Regarding the hunters, I don't know that game. I love hunters because they get outside and it's a family thing. And I've been actually around some hunting dogs. They're amazing and they love their owners. But Paul knows the game. I don't know the game. It's horrible, though, when you see dogs left outside to die. You know, I say this, and I've had this talk with many people, including my wife and kids. The irony of what happens in America today, we go into a house and we take all these cats out of the house, right? Everybody's, oh my God, look at the poor cats. And then they go in the house and there's stuff to the ceilings and there's urine and fecal matter and they arrest the owner. I guess that's what they do. But my thing is, if you're in a house with 30 cats and they haven't been outside or haven't crapped in anything but furniture for 3 months, you're mentally ill. It's just the way it is. I mean, come on. So we're always punish this woman. Okay, but if I've got dogs and cats and birds and dead animals in my house, and I've been in those houses and it's insane. Patrick, how many cats did we have in that one house? Were there 40?
I think there were more than that in the end.
Right?
Yeah.
Like 40.
Yeah.
We had to get rescue people in there.
Sure did.
People get overwhelmed, right?
Yep. They get overwhelmed. They think they're doing something good, and then it snowballs.
Good point.
The cats they take in have more cats, and it just keeps literally multiplying on them.
Man, we went in there, brother. They were like jumping off the ceiling, and it was crazy.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, no lie, that woman's life was in danger from the ammonia and the fecal matter in that house.
The thing is, this whole animal thing, only because we love animals so much because we fell in love with our dog, is profoundly important. But these animals that raise pit bulls, they need to be in prison, man. Come on, man. You're fighting pit bulls? Come on. 15 grand? Damn. That's gross. And then everybody wonders why they kill more dogs than any other. They kill more humans. About 40 people were killed last year by dogs, and 80% were pit bulls. Why? Huh? The people that raise them are animals and monsters and drug dealers and lowlifes and scumbags, whatever you want to call them. And I respect and admire the hell out of the neighbors in Beaver County who were probably afraid of them, but still called Humane Society, and good for them for taking the dogs. I hope they're smart enough, and I know they are, to not give those dogs to somebody, to just quietly, kindly, humanely put them to sleep before they hurt someone. Bad. Big time bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ma'am, I got my man Lance here with MediConnect, but I got to get to Mary Hours first. Mary? Damn, girl. Wow. It's the gift that won't stop freezing.
I know.
It's horrible. Endless.
It is.
Crazy.
It's brutal.
Brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're not even through the worst of it just yet.
Go into that. Mary, because it's important.
By the end of the week, I think that, you know, we're going to be pretty used to it. We're not going to want to go outside, but we have actual low temperatures that'll be below zero. So Friday and Saturday morning, we're looking at temperatures between 4 below to 6 below.
No.
So this is very similar to 2022. Remember that Christmas that we had those wind chills like 25 below and actual low temperatures below zero? This is kind of that deep freeze that we're in. And, you know, that could cause a lot of issues, you know, with pipes, things like that, just being below freezing for this long. We don't see temperatures getting in the 30s until maybe midweek next week.
Wow.
So probably still more like a week of this. I mean, the coldest temperatures again this weekend, but still, it's brutal.
Mary, is it, someone said 15 years we haven't seen anything like this? Is it that long?
Well, so 15 years ago. So I think back in, 2015,
okay.
It was in February. I think we had like 10 below for our actual temperature. I had a few stats that I was looking at earlier, but I think it was like the end of February. But then I know 2022 was actually pretty brutal. 2014 was also pretty brutal in January. I think we had low temperatures between about 5 to 10 below for our actuals. It's been... We've had this before, but it's been a while.
So I have my nephew and his kids coming in. They want to go skiing this weekend. I sent them, I said, I don't want to be a buzzkill, but could be 10 below in the mountains. And Mary, throw some wind in. You know what I'm saying? Kind of dangerous, unhealthy stuff, right?
It is. It really is. I mean, when you have wind chills, you know, 10 to 15 below, you have the risk of frostbite in maybe 30 minutes. I mean, especially if you're not, you know, you're not covered. When you're covered, maybe a little bit longer, but still, it's, I mean, I personally would not go out in this. There are some people who are like, oh, it's fine. I'm used to this. Like, no problem.
No, you know, no one, like Mary, that, but, Mary, no one's used to this crap. Come on.
I know. What about, I don't ski, but I know people who are like skiers, they go to Colorado and all of that for, you know, skiing, but yeah, it's just not,
I know, Mary, but I've never, and my wife's a big skier, and double black diamond slopes in Aspen, she ain't going out in 3 below, sister. No way.
Yeah,
no
then
way.
We're not skiing. We're not doing it. Don't do it.
No. And kids and elderly folks can get hurt, man. Right?
Yeah, well, I got an argument with Viviana the other morning because I was leaving for work and my husband was outside shoveling.
I saw him.
And they were like, I'm going to go outside. I was like, no, you're not. Yeah. You're not going outside in this. They were like, why? Look at the piles of snow. I'm like, Vivi, it is dangerously cold. That is why you don't have school. And she was like, I can just go out in this. She had a sweatshirt, leggings. She goes, this is fine. I'm like, no. You would need like extra layers. You're not going to be outside for a while. And then tears. They were crying. They were so mad at me. I'm the worst, and I'm like, you'll thank me one day.
Hey, are you surprised by what's transpired this winter? It's been harsh, Mary.
No, I try not to be surprised because every time we do our winter weather forecast, and normally we average about, like our average snowfall for Pittsburgh is about 44 inches. I've seen winters where we haven't had anything. I've seen winters where we went over average. And whenever we do our winter weather forecast, you know, I think we went for maybe like 30 inches. We didn't go above average. We went like a little below average. So we're about at 36 inches so far, for the season. But I always say, the one thing I always say is, hey, this is our forecast, but one big snowfall can just throw things completely off. So I'm always ready for it. And when I see it, I'm like, darn it, we got it. It's
you guys
here.
Nailed it this weekend. You were tireless. It was insanely important public information.
Yeah.
And you and Ray and Ron, it was amazing. And I want to thank you. Thank you. Great job.
I know I'm off tomorrow and Friday, and I can't wait to let my body and my soul rest
right
a little
on,
bit
because
I'm just like,
have some comfort food.
Yes.
Mary Hours, thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
Lance O'Brien, my man, I hate this. And people that say they like this are high.
Dude, I hate this weather. There's so much.
It's horrible.
I was born in upstate New York. I lived north of Boston for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
I'm so sick and tired of snow. I hate it.
Hate it.
And the cold on top of it. It's just like enough's enough.
Right on, bro. So I sent you something. It actually fascinates me. Because I never would have believed this. Wall Street Journal. The Medicare charge that's taking a big bite out of Social Security checks. People are now paying more for this than a mortgage. How the hell did that happen?
Yeah, so there's a couple things, because I know we talked about a couple articles this week. The first one was on IRMA, which stands for Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount. And basically what that means is you can pay more for your Part B based on your income. The simplest way for me to explain it is, if you make good money while you're in your working years, you pay more what? Taxes.
Right on.
Right? When you go on Medicare, if you're making more than they think you should, which is right now for a married couple filing jointly about $215,000 a year, they're gonna charge you more for your Medicare.
Which, by the way, is why you told me don't do it.
That is why I told you not to do it, because again, if you had to pay the normal standard premium, Medicare would have been a better option for you.
Wow.
Just by cost and coverage.
Yeah.
But because you would have this IRMA surcharge, because there's actually five levels to the IRMA.
Whoa.
Right? So the highest level is if you're making over $750,000 a year, you have to pay.
That's Patrick money.
That's definitely Patrick money. I mean, it's dripping onto the floor here. But I mean, at that rate, you have to pay an extra $600 a month.
Oh.
Not just for you, but also for your spouse if you're married. So you both get hit with about an extra $1,200, right? So it can be pretty big. And the one thing that people don't realize about it is it's based on a two-year look back.
Oh.
So what a lot of people do, Marty, is they're like, well, I'm getting ready to retire. I'm not going to be making as much money. I'm going to look at my Medicare. And then they go, and if they're going on to Medicare in 2026, they're going to actually look at their 2024 tax return.
Oh.
To determine if they qualify for an IRMA.
What do you suggest?
Well, I suggest talking to someone who actually knows what the rules are. Because we've had people come to us after trying to do it on their own or working with someone else and said, I made a decision to go to Medicare based on what they told me it was going to cost. And they hadn't actually given them this information related to IRMA. Some people don't really know what they're doing in this space.
I see.
Honestly, like the familiarity with it and really being thorough. Because again, Marty, I hate to say it, but this is reality.
No, you're right, man.
People don't make money in this business normally unless they sign people up for Medicare.
Nice.
Right? Where that's just not the approach we take. Our approach is education. Let's look at what really it means for you. So like there's just some people that if they meet with someone, they could sit there and not make money if they don't sign them up for something.
And there were folks in that Wall Street Journal article that are paying more for this than their mortgage.
Yeah. So again, the second article actually had to do with Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
And Obamacare. And, you know, saying that the average premium for some people with just the way that the healthcare costs are rising in general, plus the elimination of the subsidies, you know, you've got some people out there paying over $1,500 a month for their coverage on Penny, the Affordable Care Act.
Damn.
It's crazy, dude. The thing of it is they did away with pre-existing conditions.
Oh, man.
Right? Because if you do away with that, then how do you rate or increase the premium?
Wow.
There's only two ways to do it now. One is through if you're a smoker or not. The other is the older you get, the more they make you pay. Regardless of what your income is.
Really?
Yeah. Now, again, you can qualify for tax credits that will bring it down. The subsidies could bring it down. But there's an automatic inflation as you get older. That's the only way they could separate the costs.
Can you hang?
Yeah, because I definitely want to talk about the advance notice.
No, this is important. Lance O'Brien, you got to hang, folks. Important stuff. My man Lance, who's we're very good friends. I love him because he's honest and he's so damn smart. And he actually really cares about helping people. And yeah, this is a tough. This woman just sent me a note I wanted to read. This is such baloney. So I saved in my 401k so I can reap money when I retire. I'm penalized because I earn more money to receive Medicare, which is the same coverage for anyone. What a bunch of crap. It's not like I buy a $75,000 car and get all the bells and whistles. What do you say to that?
I say I don't disagree with her.
Right?
I don't think, one, I don't think there should be penalties with Medicare. I know why they do it, Marty.
Why?
Because they want to scare people into making sure they get Medicare because the costs of not getting Medicare on the healthcare system would be significant.
You mean just showing up?
Yes. If you show up, no healthcare, right?
People do that all day long, by the way.
Right. So, like, I understand why they do it, but I don't think there should be any penalties. And I certainly don't think that you should pay more for your Medicare because you made more money when you were working.
No, man.
But I don't make the rules. It's
no,
just,
you're right.
It's just really, those are two things I just don't like at all about how the system is set up.
Lance O'Brien with MediConnect. Tell us what you had to tell us today. It's important.
Yeah. So, a lot of people, when they think Medicare, they think October, November, December, rightfully so, because that's when it hits their front porch, if you will, yeah. Right? Annual enrollment period. But what we're looking at, and me specifically, is end of January every year, there's something comes out called the advance notice. And that came out, it comes out from CMS, which is the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Uh-huh. Came out 2 days ago.
Oh.
And what it does, it's actually about 160-some pages.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it begins to start. Well, I haven't even told you the whole bit yet, but it begins to start the forecast of what Medicare Advantage plans, prescription plans are going to look like for 2027.
Oh,
so what it is it's an advance notice of this is how much reimbursement they're projecting, all of that. So the initial report in that 169 pages, there's a ton more in there, but the big thing that people look at is how much more money is Medicare going to give the private insurers? And right now they're projecting 0.09%.
Oh.
0.09%. Now that's a really small percentage. Just to give you an idea, when it finalized last year, it was at 5.3%.
Oh no.
So this is really flat, right? Now, in actual dollars, it's actually a pretty big amount. It's about $700 million.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, hearing a percentage in reality, I don't want to get people stuck in the mud though. What does this actually mean?
Yeah.
So what happens now, Marty, is over the next 30 days, all the lobbyists, all the people that are on the agent side, all the people are on the insurance side, they're going to get and they're going to respond to this for advance notice. And then from the end of February to April 6th, they're going to make changes based on that. And that's when the final notice comes out.
Oh, and by what you're saying, I'm feeling a vibe that things are going up for consumers.
So two things are likely to happen if significant changes don't happen between now and April.
Okay.
Benefits will remain level or regress.
Yeah.
I mean, premiums will go up, copays will go up. So it could be a continuation of what we saw this year. Or is a better way to say it, it's not one or the other, it could be both. We could see more regression of carriers in the markets, meaning more termination of plans.
Which is what happened. Let's use Florida as an example with hurricane coverage. You end up with one insurer. And then they force you into a pool of high-risk folks and high costs.
Yes.
Because no one wants this crap.
Yeah.
Because they can't make money.
So, and that's the thing. At the end of the day, the private insurance need to make money. It's how our system's set up. We could have a whole conversation on whether that's right or wrong, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we're not going to do that today. But, again, I don't want people to panic. But part of my job is to be into what is going on.
My man, it feels like we're headed kind of sort of toward a wall.
I think what we're headed towards... And I'm going to be very transparent on this.
Yeah.
A lot of money was thrown at the Advantage Plan companies, and they started offering a ton of benefits that they probably shouldn't have.
Oh.
It became like the Saturday morning swap meet, right? You know, hey, you know, we're going to give you this for free and this for free and this for free. Yeah. And what happened is things started turning upside down a little bit. So I think what we're actually going to see is we're going to start seeing a return to the medical benefits as opposed to all the extra bells and whistles.
Give me an example.
So there was some plans that were giving people $200 a quarter to buy vitamins and other things over the counter.
Oh.
I don't think that benefit itself is going to go away, but I think it's going to get retracted down to what is probably a more reasonable thing of maybe $50 a quarter.
I see.
Right? Because, I mean, I would talk to people all the time, and they're like, I got so many Band-Aids in my cabinet, you know. It's like they're buying to use the benefit, but it's not really helping the overhealth. So I think what we're going to see is a return to a focus on medical benefits, which is good, right? Let's make sure the medical benefits are really solid before we go into a whole bunch of other stuff. And then from there, I just think that they're going to be smarter about it. I still feel very positive about the options of a Medicare supplement and a Medicare Advantage plan. I just think, again, we're continuing to go through a reset.
Lance O'Brien, Medicare. So help me with the folks listening who are now hacked off.
Yeah, so sorry if you're hacked off. That's certainly not my intention, but I want people to begin to think about, okay, you know, I know in October I'm going to have to think about this, but what could be happening? And simply, again, the advance notice is giving us an initial picture. It's not a final picture, but we want to make sure that stability is there. Hopefully, I will tell you this, Marty, the last four or five advance notices, the final notice has been about 2 to 3 percentage points higher and the money that was brought out, right? So that's probably what's going to be here. I do know that there's a benchmark of 4% that the carriers look at in order for them to really feel like, okay, we can maintain.
Hey, important though, you still have folks that don't have a plan yet?
Oh, absolutely.
How many?
I think, you know, one plan were somewhere around 8,000 was the last number, right? Whoa. So, and they've got about 5 weeks to get a plan.
Whoa.
And then one of the other carriers was about 6.
Oh.
So it's dwindling for sure, you know, but still 15,000 people out there knowing they don't have coverage or just haven't.
And warn them, tell them what happens if they don't.
If they don't pick, if their plan was terminated, they don't pick a plan by February, the end of February, then they are going to have to go through the rest of this year with just original Medicare, which means, again, they're going to have coverage, but there's more risk just having the red, white, and blue card and no supplemental or secondary insurance. It'll cost them more out of their pocket with no max out of pocket if they just have the red, white, and blue card. Yeah, absolutely.
How you feeling?
Fantastic. Had my first cardiac rehab today.
We haven't hit this.
Yeah.
Then he had the friggin' flu.
Yeah.
And what did you do today?
Started cardio rehab, so rocking and rolling, cool, buddy. I feel amazing, honestly. You know, now that I've gotten past the flu, I'm about 5 weeks out from the procedure. So, yeah, I mean.
And so people know, my man didn't mess around with it. He went and immediately got help. You had a massive blockage.
90%.
Woo!
Main artery of my right, my right main artery was 90% blocked.
You could have died.
Could have.
Yeah.
Glad I didn't.
We love you. You know that.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Lance O'Brien, MediConnect, is a fine lad. He is the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.